Gee, you know, when you talk, I think about all kinds of other things, too, that I want to. When you're talking about... Oh, young people. You're talking about young people never bought snowshoes before?
Uh-huh.
And the people would give them snowshoes? At what age would you have to start making your own? How old would you have to be when you start taking care of yourself?
Well, we have to start, well, that time, we don't know the age, but we know the growing up. And I'm pretty sure 10 to 12, 14 years old, our grandfather's people show us how to shave it to make it snowshoes. So that's why we learn them stuff to make it snowshoes and arrow. And we make arrow, we make it point. Walter Northway, they make point on a bone and I see quite a bit of grandpa people packing canoe for the ducks. They got arrow in the boat too. It's hard to get it, but we gotta try. Sometimes easy way we get it. We chase them in the ground. That's one way we used to get ducks. And when ducks fly back to the south, we use musk-loaded shotgun. Grandpa, whoever I got, shell for shotgun, for duck, shot. They gotta give us certainty, but shell. That's all. Just maybe 4 or 5 times we shoot. That's all the shell they give us. You don't wish. Even with young people, they teach us to save. One most important thing Indian they want their children to save. And Indian want their children to take care themselves and treat themselves right, feed themselves right, and living good. Once they started breaking into living good, forever you gotta stay like that. A lot of young people, they learn that way. Some young boy are really doing pretty good. Right now, my young generation boys, they're doing the hunt to kill, but the cow hunting, that's not hunting. I go out this morning, I run into moose track, I gotta track that moose. All day, they make long trip, make long trip, and I catch him up where they sleep. Sometimes we sneak in while they're asleep. Sometimes it's pretty wild. We come a long way to get up. Sometimes we hurt. That one animal sometimes opens place, that only place we run after, we see they start to run. That's all the time we shoot. So that's how we used to get the game and easy.
What would you use to get different kind of game? Did you use, when you were young? You use muzzle loader for caribou, how do you catch caribou and moose and sheep?
No, muzzle loader is just a little coming. I was growing old, like a growing boy, I guess. So do we use arrow. Grandpa people make it as arrow, and we use that and on a lake more easy. On a lake with a boat, we go with a canoe. And in canoe, we hit them, and that's the only place we get enough caribou. I think I think 25 caribou, bull caribou, 25 of them. That's enough dry meat for whole family. And I think they got enough to give it if old people, old lady. They need meat to give it to them, too. So that's one thing Indian. Take care of old people. Old chief, they always speak about. They don't want no old woman, widow, old man, cripple, paralyzed. All them people, old chief, they watch them, and they speak about it. If that old man got enough food to eat or enough wood to eat, they burn it, and it goes. If not, you young people get out, get the wood. True in my young time, growing time, chief speak, all growing people, even growing old men, they take axe and go out in the hill, bring wood for old men.
What would happen if somebody doesn't listen to the chief or somebody's lazy? What would happen to that person?
Other growing old man, growing person, his relative, go after them, boil them up. They still don't listen. They send them out to other village. They tell them to move. They really give a bad time. So that's why they scared the chief. Chief wants they want something done. They gotta be done. They never hide it. Just face to them, that person that who don't want to do. So far as I know, in my growing young time, we all give us hand, each other. Help. Go up to help cut wood in the river, raft. And sometimes a whole bunch we go. We cut wood one time, we pack in all. And long bank we spread out this bunch of wood for this bunch of people, this bunch of wood for us. So the people used to doing good job, used to doing help and together. And even caribou friends, snare set up. Early in the morning, young men, they followed the friend. They already get caribou, he set off and set it snare and dragged that caribou away from and snare play. Even the grandma people, they know how to skin the caribou. Anything in animal, Indian kill them. They take care of everything. Even fish. Fish, I guess, all a lot of ways they take care of them, to dry them. Sometimes whole fish they dry, and after you cook, they turn back to the green fish, soft fish to eat. So that's what old people used to do. Part of my grandfather's people, they dig in the ground, I guess, but this high. They go down there and they make frame. They put bush inside, bush bark, and they put fish in it, clean them, and put it in a basket. I don't know how they do. They make saw fish. All covered with people, they really use that stuff, salmon fish. People use that stuff wrong. See? My old people make it. I eat some part of it. It's real good. Flavor tastes different altogether. And the meat tan soft. And when you're not eating, you smell and strong for you, but you take a mouthful and eat, you quit. And you eat it up whole fish, you didn't know. And no, you never smell in your mouth. I don't know how Indians do, but that's just the way they treat their food.
People don't eat that now?
Huh?
They don't eat fish like that now?
No, I like to make it. I know how to make it. But no fish. Lake Mansfield is a good place to make it that kind, no fish.
What kind of, it was all salmon you fix like that?
Yeah, well, I never tried. I hit salmon fish. They make that kind, that one in summer while they're working on a fish. you look at it, look pretty dirty when you eat. But after that, they take pan, they put it in the wash, and put in other pan to wash. All through the water, they wash. Real clean. And look like new fish yet. And after that, they put in the water. Us Indian people, our children, we eat. We ain't supposed to move around. We're not supposed to play. We're not supposed to do anything while we eat it. Let us to sit still and eat what the food they give to us. We gotta finish. Far as I know in Indian, Dad always give us strip of fat. I like fat. I eat more fat than everybody.
What kind of fat do you eat?
Moose, bear, caribou, sheep meat, greasy. even out in cold weather. You grab a piece in your hand. I like shipmen. Real good stuff. We use mountain squirrel, what they call it, gopher. We use that mountain whistler, that big animal, but this wide, it's long.
What animal is that?
They call whistler. I don't know how to... other ones call...
Weasel you talking about.
Yeah.
That one.
So that one too, they kill. But they're almost all through my young Thai Indian youth snare. Senyu snare. Also like, they make it like this rabbit snare. But the movement, they put, you got special way to put stick in it, or they cut rabbit. Old time, well, we got arrow, but snare, most important thing, they put it on timber and sit snare and go back and sit on the brush. And half people, metal, winter, cold weather, snowshoes, go chase rabbit. And everybody go. And bring big bunch of rabbit.
Women too?
Like Mansfield.
When everybody would go, it's
woman,
just the men or women?
Woman.
Children?
Woman
too?
On the front, man in behind. Women, people, all young girls come down the front. They sit snare in a place. They caught a lot of rabbit and bring it back to Robert, give it to old chief. And after that, they started cook. Big cook for the rabbit. Them, that one too, they make rabbit, they cut in a bucket, and after that they use their special stomach inside, the thinny, skinny one. Or when they boil, they put a close pick at my finger, but the skinny one, white one. They take that out and they put in it. August 5, 6, and the big boil rabbit. And the flavor, you eat rabbit, you real teeth rabbit, you know what you eat. That one too, lot of fat, rabbit, cook long time, boil and saw. All you do, you pull arm and pull off, and just peel off all some like fried chicken. So they, every once in a while, they change the food. Man can go out today, kill bird out and with all day. And also we bring 10 bird, maybe more. And bring it back. They give it to Sydney man, they clean up, skin them. Right now I find the way I want to cook. I split his back and I split him. And the wind, both sides, just two pieces. I fry in a frying pan. down by Skidderport, where I used to stay. In the morning time, I get up, little Tomakin out there in my long side in my tent, sit on the willows, feed the willows. I take my 22, go out and shot two trees, bring it in and skin them, clean them, fry, breakfast. So they, that's what we used to do. And the Indian people in the fall time were going out to hunt. Sometimes 3, 4, 5 people go out with us. We go, headed out, get out, Arden Hill. From there we split out. All the country, every mountain, every creek, every little hill, what we call lookout place, an important place, we come together. A man that head of us tell us we're going to go back in that lookout place down there. And it was out, way out in the hill. And afternoon, we coming back to that lookout place. Sometime one man got there already, sit down. Lookout place, that only important place, Indian. Some Indian that know the track moves. That's only Indian people. They go out to lookout places and look for moose, caribou. Us, we go around through the woods, we find a track. We track that moose all day. Don't care where they're going, we follow them. A few minutes ago, I say, we find them while they sleep. They get tired and lay down and sleep. We catch them up. Oh, just soon they're here. You just fly out, never would. Got a hurry to shoot. With an arrow time, that's a real bad time. Snare in the winter, even winter. People move out. But all the way they try to kill moose. Hill like that. All people, they brick trail between to that hill. Cut down tree like this to another tree. And they make snare place between that. And they put moose snare in it. All across, and both sides, with a much loaded shotgun, they sitting there. Sometimes 2, 3 moose they caught one time, just moose up the creek. Hard way to get the game, but Indian people, they get used to that day we live. No person leaves to go out hunt. I can go out across the river, walk way up through the hill, and back down trail this late afternoon, to about 11 o'clock night. Walk long ways, never get tired. get tired, we stop, break the little stick, we get a little can, we melt water, we make tea. Right now, sugar is coming in handy to have sugar flavor, make you feel better, make you feel good and you walk good. That kind of happened today. So they, even out in the woods, we gotta kill a bird to cook. If we got no meat in the camp to pack, we see the bird fly, we gotta get that bird to kill. So we just soon get bird to go down the creek. We always make build a fire alongside the creek. And up the high place, we gotta find a real good place not to burn the country. And all that stuff, we used to watch them. Old chief, every once a week, they speak for hunting. I remember in July month, old man said, I'm getting hungry for meat. All day we got the young people in the village and out. Go out to hunt. Right then, everybody go out to hunt. Sit in the air. Camp Lake, what we call Lake Mansfield. At Aries, you kill moose right away. Lake, lots of lakes. And have people down below us. We always kill moose. Long way, but even a woman, everybody go there and pack me.
You always moss? Had moose?
Huh?
You always had moose?
Uh-huh. Far as I know, my mother, there's the other woman, man kill moose long way. I don't care where. Them women, they know that country too. They know where. And the man tell them that the air we kill moose. And a whole bunch of go. Sometimes young people, few people go with them. Sometimes old man. They know how to cut meat.
How did they bring the meat back?
Pack. And dog pack. Dog pack, I like to get it now. It's hard to get it, dog pack. I see white man dog pack. But they got iron, steel in the back. That's poor for dog, the rope in the back. So it's gotta be just clothing or else thick clothing to put in its back. At back you gotta sew to the canvas top. If you put it free back in the pack, they go sight. I used to pack 7-10 dog, one bull moose. 7-10 dog packing.
No sleds, they're just
summertime.
Packs.
Summertime. Packing in. Men call, we relay two moose from Fish Creek, Fish Lake, way up to Tonemala. Just talk, just walk. I make it here.
The dogs listen to you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You don't have to tie them together?
No.
They're just going?
No. You stay in the house all the time. If somebody gonna feed dog, they jump up. You say, no, don't go. They get back and watch. My young time, 5, 6, 7 years old, whole village, no dog tied up. Every dog loose. And same time, all village people dog. Any dog you want to use, you give it. You pack and you go, he follow you. It's blind to somebody, but they follow you. I know you use them, I guess. I see a lot of people. Will's boy, we pack meat. We started going. And a dog run after us. Big bunch of dog go with, never fight. We go in caribou, we packed up some big, big dog. We gather them, we put the pack in, and we pack them in. They pack me twice. Some of the dog packed me twice in the camp.
They don't try to eat the meat.
We pile meat out there. They sleep all around. They watch another dog to come and start a fight. I never seen the dog grab meat. He's right now. They even jump, hide us in. Go off the roof. So that's the way we used to do. And after June, coming back to Manchester, I'm getting stuck, people move, driving. Move back to Mansfield, get the Mansfield, put meat in a cat, turn around, start a fish. Lake Mansfield, fish run. All summer, start to run in July. All through the August, all through the September, October, they really hit it. Hard to, and that's last time. All winter fish in Long River.
How did people fish?
Dip net. They make dip net. They make fish. They got thick mass feel. They build fresh like this. And right here, run out. They put dip net here, another one right here.
Oh, maybe you can draw me a picture. How's that? How they made the fence and...
This is the cook. This is the wood. They make frame to put it up. And they make tripod here and tripod here, right? Tripod in the middle. And they put little spruce tree, long one, strong. And they put it up all the way up in this side. And this they tell the name is Cash of Care, where we catch fish. This side too. They're supposed to be here in between. And they catch fish, they threw the pole around, right around the bed, and they catch fish, they just threw them in. You gotta have a lunch too.
We can go back over.
Yeah.
So this is, people are here? This is where people are?
Yeah. Just foot friends sometime. I'd hear him go to bank. And they put cross piece. This the bed that they put the fish in. Just soon they filled up. This man wanted to where we get fish. They use willow. We use willow out there, and we piled up and one. Bundle we make and we pack in the bank. Another guy, some woman coming in, got a fish. Fish really run. Oh, this creek is all full coming in. Sometimes two. Young people, grown people, to stay there, put dip in it. They pull it in, they dump off in this area, this bed. While they do not, people haul it, pack in, just throw on the back right here. All over.
This part here, see, want to make sure I understand right. This part, okay, there's tripods, the same on both sides?
Yeah, same.
Tripods, and this is a big spruce?
Yeah.
And what do they do with this part?
They take wood out in the hill. Cut down, put a good sized pole, and the whole lake we pack in.
Oh, so this is the fence part?
Yeah. Oh. That's the fence part. We put that pole here, we make tripod here, tripod here, tripod here. This tripod, this frame, we put it into, and we make another tripod here, another tripod. Yeah, not a tripod here. Them stuff we tie with a willow. Willow, before we build a fire, we threw in the fire and warmed up. Some willow, they whistle. make warmed up. We take it out, we hit the ground with it, we go back to water, and the tripod we're going to tie together, we tie run. We bent run in every brook, and tie and pull, and back in and put other side, long side, behind the willow. Or he stay there forever. Long as water you don't take away, he stay there.
That's how you know the right kind of willow, when it whistles?
Yeah, uh-huh. Hmm. We got one willow to build a raft with out in Long River, too. They call it Cape By, gray willow. That willow never broke. They even hit the rock, probably like nylon, I guess. Never broke. Oh, they start to raft, never broke loose. That all the willow that we build a raft, we looking for it. We know what kind of willow. And we look for it and we get it. And we use, so it's one place, whole cooperation village, they get all their fish right here.
Looks like a lot of work.
Aye.
You should ask how big these dimensions are.
How big is this creek? How deep? How wide?
Well, right there in, fish been run so much, go down to 5 feet deep, just so far, and beyond are 3 feet deep, and go up a little ways, going up to 5, 6, 7 feet deep. Up the creek, getting deeper. I don't know how they do that, but that's what they do. They're coming in, they make the strength, and a whole bunch of fish run. Big wave. Big pike.
So this is all pike or all kinds of fish?
Yeah.
All pike?
Soccer, pike, ling caught once in a while, whitefish, almost whitefish. Whitefish just big too. Yeah, I really like fish.
How big is this from here to here?
I think 5 feet.
That's about 5 feet?
Yeah.
How about this way?
About 6 feet.
All the way?
All the way,
that's
yeah.
5 feet, that's 6 yeah. feet. Uh-huh.
That's right.
So this is all...
Friends. What we call friends.
So how many people would be out working about when you fish like this?
Well, the time they're going to make fish, trap, put now four people cut the willow going up over the hill. A lot of spruce tree, little spruce tree, not too small though, but a good size, long. And the tie rods on the butt side, whole bunch. And one man, I guess, pull spruce tree, but 7, 8, and pull down over the hill, down the creek. It just piled up the creek. But four men, they make this frame. ever this tripod, ever each man go. And they hit with the axe and they make it solid, they make it strong. When they pull dip net, just all full fish, it's heavy. Four men, they gotta pull both sides and dump off fish net.
This is the end right here of this table.